She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Dawn Newton.
Welcome to the Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. For the first time in decades, American consumers face new real estate practice changes that will go into effect on August 17th. Joining me today is Kevin Sayers, 2024 president of the National Association of Realtors, to discuss how these practice changes will impact homebuyers and sellers, as well as how agents who are realtors, like myself, will operate under the new practice changes based on the NAR settlement.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well, Don. How are you?
It's great to speak with you. You had quite a lively year.
Yes, to say the least.
Kevin Sayers, you're the 2024 president, National Association of Realtors, and there's been some changes this year, specifically some that go into effect on August 17th that we're here to discuss, and also maybe touch on your real estate market. If you have a crystal ball, maybe forecast a little bit of that for us. But tell us about these changes, the real estate changes that are happening on August 17th that affect all of us, buyers, sellers, realtors, the end result and how we do business remains the same, but there are some changes that I would guess would consider significant, more transparency from what I'm understanding.
Yeah, Dawn, thank you for the opportunity to be with you this morning. And there are a couple of big changes that are coming down by the August 17th deadline. And the first has more to do with the seller and the real estate professional, and that is that they will no longer be able to offer cooperating compensation through the MLS, the Multiple Listing Service, which is the local broker marketplace where we share data and listing information. The selling consumer still absolutely has the right to make offers of compensation to the buyer's broker. We just cannot convey that through the Multiple Listing Service. So now what the seller and their agent, their broker, their realtor are going to have to do is figure out how to effectively communicate the offer of compensation to the buy side. Now on the buyer's standpoint, for the buying consumer, the big change there is that, as part of the settlement, is that before they can tour a home, they're going to have to enter into a written agreement with their real estate professional, where the real estate professional will talk about the services that will be provided and the fee that they are looking to get paid. Now, the good news for your listeners is that I know that the Oregon realtors worked very hard in order to get this exact thing as part of a statute and license law. So it was coming to Oregon anyways that real estate professionals and buying consumers would have to enter into an agreement. So this practice change is something that the realtors in your market have been preparing for, and I think that there will be a little less friction there. But ultimately, with this agreement and it's spelling out the services that will be provided and the fee that needs to get paid, the buying consumer needs to understand that if the seller declines to offer cooperating compensation as part of the transaction, that they would then have to pay out of pocket for their professional representation. The only other thing I will add, though, is that if there's no offer up front, the buyer can certainly try to negotiate it as part of the purchase transaction.
And have you received any or done any maybe test panel type of thing with buyers or sellers of how their view is on these changes? Or I'm just curious if that conversation's happened.
Well, what I can share with you is it's not even anecdotal. It's what happened with me. I'm from Massachusetts, and in Massachusetts, written buyer contracts or buyer broker contracts are not part of license law or statute. And so knowing that the changes were coming down the pike, I worked with some buyers at the end of last year, early part of this year, and I entered into my first buyer broker contract with them. And I clearly explained the services that I would provide, the way that I would help them navigate what would likely be the largest single transaction of their lives, and also what I was looking to get paid. And at the end of it, that conversation, my client said to me, "Kevin, that makes perfect sense. Where do I sign?" And so I think it's all about the real estate professional being able to clearly articulate the value that they bring to the transaction, and the consumer will understand and say, "Yes, we get it. You need to be paid, and this is how it's going to happen."
How is our market looking? I know here in our area, I think the word wonky keeps being used. It's basically comes down to that specific property. Like, let's see what the market is for that property, as opposed to broad brushing it, like we've kind of had the convenience to do in the past.
Well, unfortunately, Dawn, I'm not completely familiar with the Portland market specifically. What I do know is that across the country, we have a lack of inventory, a significant lack of inventory. And so we need to encourage our elected officials, our regulators, to allow us to build more, to get more inventory into the market. And if we can have a more balanced market, I think that will be better for us, for the real estate professionals, for buyers, and for sellers. And then the only other thing that's really, I think, having an impact on the market as well is interest rates. And I know that mortgage rates, interest rates have come down just a little bit, but hopefully the Fed will be cutting the rates when they meet next, which would also help with the mortgage interest rates, which would be beneficial in the housing market.
Yeah, that is a common question, is when are we going to see rates come down? I don't know that any of us can actually accurately answer that.
Correct. All we can do is look at where they are now compared to where they were a month ago, and they are a little lower. The mortgage interest rates are a little lower, even though the Fed didn't lower the rate at their last meeting. Because I think the market is in anticipation of what they are expecting.
And just back to the NAR settlement, I was just curious, like, what was the catalyst, or what created this settlement to be created to begin with? It makes you wonder, like, who did what that really set this off? But it doesn't appear that it was any particular agent or agency. It's kind of an interesting scenery.
It is. And, you know, I'll just start by saying that I firmly believe that we in the U.S. had the best real estate marketplace in the world. We were the envy of the world. And unfortunately, there was a class action lawsuit that was brought against the National Association of Realtors and some corporate brokers challenging some rules. And a jury of eight in Missouri found that we were liable in this class action suit. And so there was, the verdict by the jury, which led to the settlement from the National Association of Realtors. And really, it was just, while the practice changes are going to be a little challenging at first and aren't necessarily the most ideal, you know, we've got to accept the change and the fact that we will adapt, and I have complete confidence in our members, our realtors' ability to be able to adapt to the changes, and by educating the consumer more and making this process a little more transparent, that we will be able to navigate and have a successful real estate market. And I think that some of our members will thrive.
Do you anticipate any modifications to these changes as time goes on? I guess as the practice changes are implemented, usually once we start implementing something, we start seeing the flaws, or like, okay, wait, we need to tweak it over here or pull back on this end. Do you anticipate anything along those lines?
Well, I think you said it in your the way you framed the question. If there are glaring discrepancies or things that need to be tweaked, well, then we'll have to have those conversations about what we need to do. But I don't have a crystal ball. All I can do is say, these are what the changes is. This is how I can see things occurring. We're moving forward with the August 17th date and making sure that these practice changes are implemented.
Well, I like, too, the agents providing their value proposition as far as what I bring to the table and how I protect our clients, things that we've never really, or agents never have gone into that depth before. You know, once they're in a transaction, the value really shows itself when things maybe start going a little sideways or not sure how to navigate it. And I think really articulating their self-worth as a buyer's agent, seller's agent is really important. And it does, and maybe that's something that agents haven't been doing that need to revisit and, you know, just refresh the whole market industry, a whole new look at the value of it. Because I sometimes feel like realtors are kind of cast aside, like, you know, like Starbucks and dog parks are on every corner. And the value that, these individuals bring to the table is very valuable. So I do see definitely a huge upside to this.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that. If real estate professionals were not having those conversations in the past, I guess I would say shame on them. But you know, these changes they're going to force them to, and I think the cream is really going to rise to the top because those that can clearly articulate the value that they bring, they're going to have tremendous success.
Well, Kevin, where can we go for more information?
So whether you're a buying consumer, selling consumer, or a real estate professional, or anyone that's just interested, you can go to facts.realtor. That's F-A-C-T-S. Realtor, and that's where we have the most up-to-date information on these practice changes and everything that has to do with the settlement that the National Association of Realtors entered into in March.
Well, again, I appreciate this time and this work. Hang in there.
I will. Thank you, Dawn. You're talking with you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Dawn Newton Podcast, and a special thank you to my guest, Kevin Sears, 2024 President of the National Association of Realtors. For more information about the new real estate practice changes, please visit facts.realtor. And be sure and check out my website, dawnnewton.com. The Dawn Newton Podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.